T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Let's go right to him. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network joins us this morning. Been super busy. And, Bees, well, it's time for Chris Greer to get something done here. And with a first and a second-round pick for the first time in 3 years, what's your expectations for what this team and what should fans expect? Like, for me, I'm kind of pushing this thing for some of these guys in the first couple of rounds to come in and have an impact fairly quickly. How about for you?
Yeah, no, for sure. The round one pick, if he's not a significant contributor, if not a starter in year one, it's a mistake, because they still do have some needs. I mean, free agency helped a lot. But you look at, you know, offensive line, we've talked about at length. They could use some more help in the front seven. They don't have a backup safety. Cornerback, still kind of a question mark. Offensive line, obviously, you know, tackle guard. They could use a wide receiver three. So all these places that we've talked about for months and months and months now, they've got to do it. They've got to go and address these places. And I think they will. We've spent so much time analyzing and talking ourselves out of the most obvious. And, you know, at the end of the day, your first instinct's usually your right one. And when you look at this draft, it's historically deep at a position that they've had trouble solving for a very long time, and that's offensive line and tackle in particular. And, you know, Chris Greer basically acknowledged that Teron Armstead's playing his last year for the Dolphins in 2024, barring, you know, him sipping from the fountain of youth. They got to take a tackle, right? I mean, all your common sense suggests if there's one of their tackles, I mean, there's six guys that have, you know, at least six guys that have first-round grades. If one of those six are there at the Dolphins and it's a right fit, don't overthink it. Put the card in, and you'll be happy about it for the next 10 years.
You know, saying that, and I know, and I was going to ask you, Austin Jackson and Teron Armstead, who missed, I think he played 10 games or 9 games last year. Kendall Lamb, who's a nice backup. Before I tell you who I really like in this thing, you think there's a chance they come back and those are your top three tackles?
Yeah, I mean, because I think if they take one, the player's going to have some position flexibility and they're going to probably play McCard. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I could see them. And here are the names. I think if they take an offensive lineman in round one, it's one of three guys. And you can, the first two, you can debate the order. J.C. Latham, Alabama, certainly a player that can play multiple positions, very athletic, fits the mold. Chris Greer loves Alabama guys. That's player one that I'd be, you know, really focused on. Troy Fitano, player two, only because I don't know if he's going to be there at 21 out of Washington. And if they don't go pure tackle, Graham Barton's number three.
Yeah.
At Duke. I think one of those three players, you have a very high likelihood of being your pick at 21. Now, crazy things can happen, and we could talk about wide receiver in a sec if you want, but just everything I know about Chris Greer, he is from the Parcells school. And if you're telling me that a Parcells disciple who's, you know, spent years and years and years, you know, learning you have to build through the trenches, you have a clear need, short and long-term offensive line, and this is a historically good offensive line draft, it just makes way too much sense for them not to make that move.
I'm glad you said that. By the way, I just was sitting there. Somebody said, you got to look see Graham Barton. I mean, they're all highlight reels. They're showing. Man, they showed him playing different positions and his quickness and, yeah, and flexibility, as you mentioned, because I think they're okay with the three tackles they have and hoping they can get through the year with the three of those guys like they did last year, that Graham Barton could really help you inside. So I want to ask you about defensive tackle. I saw some of your guys at Pro Football Network really like the Dolphins with a defensive tackle. And I know they got a bunch of guys, but are they just a bunch of guys, or do you have somebody? Could you see, and would that surprise you if I told you it was going to be Newton or Murphy, one of those guys?
I don't think it's going to be Murphy. Everything I hear is top 15, definitely, perhaps top 10. So he's going to be, unless, you know, there's just, I mean, people talk about, hey, maybe something insane happens, like five or six quarterbacks go in the top 20. If that happens, then all bets are off, and you're going to have someone who you just don't expect fall to you at 21 just because of, you know, how economics work. And, you know, maybe Brock Bowers has a slide that no one sees coming, and that would be stunning to me, absolutely stunning, because he's a top 10 talent. But every draft has a dude that slips, right? Yep. Maybe on the off chance, you know, it is Murphy. Again, I don't think it's very likely. So you're probably looking at Johnny Newton. And Johnny Newton's an excellent player. Don't get me wrong. He would be a huge help to a position where they need it. I think they're going to play the volume game on the defensive line. And I think we continue to overlook Zach Sealer. And we shouldn't, because and Chris Greer used an interesting word during his pre-draft news conference last week. He said he had an historic season for a defensive tackle. Not a great season, an historic season for a defensive tackle. 10 sacks, I mean, I think that was, what, second on the team. Had more than Wilkins sacks. I mean, you can question how much he benefited from playing off Wilkins and vice versa. So maybe there's some drop-off, but I don't think they're seeing this huge slide back from Sealer in 2024. And so, you know, if you have that and, you got your edges that we've talked about, hopefully they get healthy, you can get by with a rotation. And they got a couple of guys that can play nose. They have a bunch of guys that can play three technique. So they can get by at defensive tackle. And to me, and Greer said it's not, you know, dispositive that they're, you know, just because they went out and signed or re-signed eight defensive tackles, and that's crazy. Eight defensive tackles have been either re-signed or added since the end of the season. That doesn't preclude them from taking one. It just, you go and look at how Anthony Weaver has kind of been brought up, and they have a by-committee approach. And, you know, if you use the 21st pick on a guy, you want him to play more than 25-30% of the snaps, even his rookie year. So it just doesn't make as much sense. Certainly, if they love the guy and if they have a top five grade on Johnny Newton, which maybe is possible, then sure, make the pick. But if they see him like the rest of the world sees him somewhere between 10 and 25, I think they go elsewhere.
Well, I got to ask you, because now there's also a batch of guys that call me and say, hey, you guys you're taking a pass rusher with this Phillips and Bradley Chubb thing. And even with Shaq Barrett, who can still play, they need a guy right now, because you know they're going to bring those guys along real slowly and wait on that ACL and Achilles. Would you be surprised if they took a pass rusher in the first round?
No, that seems to me more likely than a defensive tackle.
Okay.
Again, I don't have access to the Dolphins draft board. I don't know of Chop Robinson, Jared Verse, and Leatu Latu who they like the most. All three are kind of different. I mean, the comp you see, and this is sacrilege to say, but the comp you see with Chop is Cam Wake. True tweener build, but has just an incredible get-off, incredible motor. Can drop a little bit, but he's going to be very disruptive at the next level. Out of Penn State, I like that player a lot. Jared Verse, Florida State fans in the area know him very, very well. He's a little bit more sturdier on the backside, and he can set the edge, I think, a little bit better. Then Latu, I think, is the true wild card. If not for that, I mean, he had significant back neck injuries, right? I mean, and he quit football for a while, and they wouldn't even clear him back in his original school when he had transferred to UCLA. Without those injury concerns, he'd be a no-doubt top 10 player in my mind.
Yeah,
he still might be. Are the Dolphins comfortable enough with his medicals that if he's there at 21, they make the pick? So, yeah, I don't think you can count out pass rush. But, again, to me, if the offensive line position doesn't fall the way they want to, I think it opens the door to all these possibilities. But again, I think tackle is their number one concern going into this draft.
So, Bees, I've been looking at this, and, you know, we're studying Chris Greer, and we look back at the things that he's done since he's been in charge and everything. And so he goes 21 as of right now, 21st pick, 55th pick in the second round. And then, boy, he got some time off unless he does something. 55 to 158, that's 103 picks. Something just tells me he's going to get itchy and want to jump back in the game in the third round. Do you feel that way at all, that Chris can look to get some more picks in the top 100?
Yeah, and I don't think it'd be jumping up. I think it'd be moving back.
Okay.
I think so if people – and there has been buzz, and I'll say this is real. It's not, you know, fake draft buzz about them thinking wide receiver in round one. And to me, I think if they do that, it's one of two players. They're absolutely smitten with Brian Thomas, and he's there at 21. Or they go Xavier Worthy and create the fastest team ever imagined in any level of sports, let alone football.
They already have it.
Yeah. But, I mean, let's have some real talk here for a second. Tyreek Hill could be playing his last year as a Miami Dolphin. I don't think that's out of their own possibilities. Jalen Waddle is going to want to get gobs and gobs and gobs and gobs of money, at least as much as his buddy Devontae Smith got. So, you know, Xavier Worthy absolutely fits the prototype for what Mike McDaniel likes. However, I think Worthy at 21 is a huge reach. And so, yeah, maybe what they do is they say, hey, okay, we want to get that third-round pick back that we lost in tampering. We really like Worthy. Maybe we can do it both. And move back from like 21st to 28th, 29th, 30th, something like that. And if the team isn't willing just to go our first and our three for the 21st pick, maybe you throw in a sweetener with one of your fives, right? Yeah. So that way you get the player that makes the head coach absolutely happy. Because let's be honest, with all of these players in the trenches that we've just talked about available, if they go, you know, track star, it tells me that Mike McDaniel's running that draft, right? I mean, it tells me,
yes.
knowing what Chris Greer, his philosophy, his DNA, if they go Xavier Worthy there in round one, it tells me he went and got the guy that his head coach wanted. So I think for that to happen, Greer's got to get something too, and that would be a third-round pick and moving back. So to me, and that's the only way I would be able to stomach that pick without kind of losing my mind, particularly if there's a bunch of other really good players that could help the Dolphins more immediately and that kind of diversify their roster, that have to pick up assets, that have to move back. And look, maybe there is a team that, you know, there's a quarterback that's fallen and that really wants to get it at 21. It makes sense. But using the 21st pick on Xavier Worthy would elicit a pretty negative response simply because it's a duplication of what they already have on their roster.
Chris, I got to tell you, I would be really disappointed if our first pick is a wide receiver. And he could be a great player. I listen all off season so far about we're not physical enough. We don't dominate. We're bad in cold weather. Speed gets caught, you know, and all this stuff. And I get it. I don't know what the plan is. I know he's the best player on the team right now in Tyreek Hill. No matter what he says or does in the offseason, the guy shows up and plays even when he's injured. He plays, and they're going to keep him as long as they can, as long as he's got that extra gear that he has that most guys don't have, 99% of the league doesn't have. We go out and get another wide receiver. And I get it. I think what you just said is right on. Because, you know, I watched this guy. It's funny you said that. I'm watching the combine on TV, and that guy Worthy runs a record-breaking 40-yard dash, and they go, well, there's Mike McDaniel's first pick, and they go to a shot of him. There's Mike watching it, and they're joking about it, like, well, Mike's team just got faster, and he's got plenty of speed. That's not the issue with this team. The explosive play is not the issue with this team. We were good at that.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. And I get it. And I'm not saying if we have three picks in the top 100 that Mike doesn't win over with Chris and get one of his guys. But listen, man, this been a knock on Chris where coach wins. Chris needs to go, hey, man, love you. We got a great relationship. But just like our marriages we're in, it's a give and take, brother. And we got to get some size. We got to get physical. Cold weather physical. That's just me.
Yeah, every single word you said is absolutely correct. And I'll add one more thing. How does Xavier Worthy help you win in an Arrowhead in January?
That's
help you win in Buffalo in January. That's where their seasons have ended the last 2 years. I don't know if he does.
Hey, you know the other one too, and nobody that's come on talks about it. We need a safety, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
But we need a safety more than a corner, or am I missing something?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's why I'm putting together my last mock, and I have them taking Javon Bowler with the 55th pick, safety out of Georgia. I think you and I are of the same mind today, Joe. I absolutely think that they will address the safety position. It's not going to be round one. I don't even know if there's a round one caliber safety unless some of
good
these
point.
Yeah, converted guys you consider safeties. But I think they're absolutely open for business at that position in round two. And, maybe the Nick Needhams of the world can convert to safety and you can get by on smoke and mirrors. But right now, they have, obviously, the employer who they signed, they got maybe the best safety coming back in the entire National Football League. And then that's it. That's the entirety of what they have. At the safety position right now, unless you have some of these converted guys. So you and I are absolutely the same mind. I think they really consider taking a safety.
Yeah. Do they get mad at you too? All right. Hey, listen, I appreciate every, by the way, give me the guy. It's all right to be in love with one guy in this draft that you think you can get. Give me one.
It's Vitano. If he's there at 21, I think that's a slam dunk pick because I think in any other year he'd be one of the number one or two tackles off the board.
He's Washington guard tackle, so people know. Yeah, no, listen, man, good stuff. Always appreciate a Bees, and I know you're going to be busy the next couple days. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, Joe, have fun this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.